Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer and suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back Christine Alexandria, who is a highly sought-after angel intuitive, an award-winning inspirational author, and the founder of Angel Chatter. She is the creator of the popular Angel Chatter Oracle card deck. To support empowering angels' messages from beyond the deck, Christine developed angelic medallions, an aromatherapy line including candles, sacred misters, roll-ons, as well as a workbook for those wishing to take the angelic knowledge deeper. She also has a line of jewelry made in the USA, all born with the intention to inspire and empower the wearer. Incorporated into the line are genuine Swarovski natural crystals. I always stumble over that. Christine is the author of Have You Ever Wondered About Angels, which was the recipient of the 2013 Mom's Choice Award for Bedtime Stories, and also the author of Ask Affirmations, which is an inspirational gift book that makes affirmations more effective by using powerful questions. She is sought after for inspirational speaking, intuitive angelic readings, healing and coaching services. Her latest book just came out last month, and it's called Angel Chatter, and it's already doing very well, and we'll be talking about that at the beginning of the show. Christine is also certified in a variety of healing modalities, including Reiki, crystal therapy, soul coaching with Denise Lynn, and Archangel Enlightenment Therapy, and many more. And for information on her, please visit her website on the World Wide Web, which is angelchatter.com. And you can also find her on Facebook, and that's Angel Chatter too, isn't it, Christine?
Yes, it is.
So, anyhow, I don't know if I asked you how you're doing tonight, but I always do on the show. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm finished up the show season for the fall. We really knocked it out this fall. We were all over the place and started Thanksgiving a little on the tired side, but, you know, slowly revving up and getting ready for the big Christmas holiday here. So lights going up. The girls are coming home next weekend, so we'll be making our pierogies, which I believe we were talking about last year about this time.
And, yes, we were.
Yep. And so it'll be a nice, you know, our girls are beautiful young women now, so it's always fun when they come home for a little bit, and I can pretend to be a mom for a little bit more. But so doing well. And then, you know, thank you for plugging my book, my new book. And this was, you know, you're writing a book. You've been working on it for a while. It's a baby. I know you're a guy. You don't have physical babies, but this is a baby that, you know, you nurture, you give birth to. And it was a really long gestation period. You know, it was like 10 years. And it finally decided to be born. I was very, very lucky to have a publishing house. And they believed in not only me, but the book. And they're doing very well with it so far. And I'm getting a lot of lovely comments with my Facebook group people that have been reading it. And that one woman was very sweet today. Because someone said, I got the book and I'm loving it. And one woman goes, yeah, the book is great, but the authorization course is even better. So I'm like, wow, that, you know, when you see things like that, that you're not asking to see, yeah, it kind of makes your heart go pitter-patter. And it's very, you know, it makes you like, okay, I'm doing something right here. And it always, you know, it's a human thing. It makes you feel good. Okay, good. I'm making an impact. I'm doing what I wanted to be doing.
So, right. Well, tell us about the
book. So, you know about my Oracle deck. They have 14 beautiful angels in there. And I really, and I call them the gang. And I work with them collectively because as a collective unit, it's very balanced in energy. You know, there are so many people, and you know, we've all fallen prey to that at some point. We want to be enlightened. We want to be spiritual. We want to be all of these things. And we get there, but we're so up there, we can't articulate it here so other people understand it. So as my collective gang members, it tends to be very balanced in the energy. So it took the 14, 15, including Guardian Angel, that's in my card deck, and there's a chapter devoted to each archangel. So I start off with Michael. He's always the angel I start off with because I want my customers, my clients, my students to be protected. Because that's what Michael is all about, is the protection aspect. And then I drop down to the Earth Star, and I start with Sandalphon, and then we work up. So you're getting these very grounded messages through Sandalphon, but then as you get up into the heart chakra, you know, the energy begins to get lighter, but the way it works, it's a very grounded, it's fun. My quirky sense of humor does come out, I can't lie. But there is a lot of very, very deep information. In fact, Kathleen McGowan, she's a New York Times bestselling author. I'm going to paraphrase a little bit of what she said, because she wrote like four paragraphs. And she says that Christine's dedication at the front of the book says it all. All who wish to chat with the angels in a more fluid, easy, and joy-filled manner. If this was her goal, she's accomplished it within a lot of light.
Right.
You know, and that, yeah, and she's one of my favorite authors. So to have someone of her caliber to, not one, agree to read it and perhaps offer up a review, but to not only do that and to write one as wow, as she did, is very, very humbling. And then the book will be part of the course curriculum for next year's authorization course. You know, I was hoping to have it done this year for the 2017 course. It didn't work. That's okay. You know, it happens. So this coming year, 2018, this will be one of many student materials that I'm very excited about. So, and then
well, I want to
really
hear
cool.
more about. Well, I want to hear
yeah,
more about
then,
the book. You
okay.
talked about the course, and maybe
yeah.
this would be a good opportunity to put it out there to people who might be interested, even
oh,
though it
you.
Is next year. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So the course is all online, and it will take a good 8 months. I mean, to my knowledge, there is not a course out there like this. This is not where you're going to go to somebody's home or hotel room in the course of a weekend or a long weekend, really be able to confidently connect with the angels in order to then help your clients if you want to do readings. So right now I have two levels. I have your certification of completion, which means you completed the course, which is a huge accomplishment. Like I said, it's a good 8-month course. And for those that wish then to do readings, all they have to then do is perform, do 25 documented readings. The last one is for me because it works as a great time for one-on-one. Do you have any other questions? How confident do you feel? All of that. So I want to make sure you feel really good about this. And then you are automatically enrolled in the mentor program for 1 year upon – the mentor program runs from January to January. So depending when you complete, you'll finish out the rest of that year. And that involves, you know, me giving you a variety of sources of where we use to get, you know, business cards. And if you want to do shows, these are standard things to do at shows. Nobody taught me how to do any of this. I walked into our first expo and go, holy crap, we're not in Kansas anymore, Toto. I had no idea what I was doing. You know, my teachers left me. I finished my course. I said, yay, you, go out and conquer the world. And they left me. And I don't, you know, looking on reflection wasn't all that cool. So I don't want to do that to my students. So I'm there for you. You know, you want to go out and do shows. You want to go do private readings. I'm here to help you. You know, because it's
beautiful.
About empowering you. Thank you. It's about empowering you. So, you know, that's a big part of the course. But I did forget to share with each angel, a mandala was channeled. And that's in the beginning chapter of, you know, so Michael's mandala introduces his energy. And my students, when they get them, because part of their assignment, they have to color the mandala and share it within the group, they're blown away with the energy. I mean, some of them said, I've honestly started just crying because the power is so strong in them. And
really?
They're gorgeous. Yeah, they're really, really amazing. And I can say that so non-egoically because I can't draw. I can barely do a stick figure. So we hired a very gifted graphic artist, and she knocked them up. So, I mean, they're so dynamic. My plan is next year to offer them for sale in black and white as well as a colored version to be hung on your wall in art if you wish.
Nice.
Yeah. So that'll be one of my products. So I'm now after her to get them all colored, and she promises me sometime in January. So hopefully, fingers, toes, wings crossed, that those will also begin to happen. So things are rocking and rolling. You know, it's I have to remind myself, and I love my Facebook group. So all who are listening, please come join us there. It's Angel Chatter. We keep it closed because it's sacred. But, you know, and we call each other. A lot of them know I'm going to Sedona tomorrow. And one of them, I adore her. She's a long-term client. She says, I'm going to paraphrase it. I don't have it in front of me, but it's basically balance. And remember self-care, goddess. Because I'm going out for pleasure, but there is going to be some work involved in this long weekend for me. So it's, you know, it's all good. I'll sleep on the plane and, you know, it'll be great.
Beautiful. Well, everybody that's on the line is going to get to talk to you. We have five callers so far, so that will work. Is there anything else you'd like to say about your book?
Oh, about the book? No, I think we're good on that. But I do want to share with your, because I know when we start readings, we tend to lose track of time. For everybody who's listening in, whether you get a reading or not, I am going to offer for listeners only, or of course you can share, a 25% discount at my website, angelchatter.com. And the secret code is Davids, DAVIDSANGELS. No apostrophe, no bold cap, no capitalization, just David's Angels. It's good for one time only, but it does end at midnight on Sunday. So you've got a few days to go out there and play and take things in your cart, take them out of your cart, play around with it, see what you want to do, and go from there.
Okay. Well, that's very generous of you.
Well, thank you.
All right. Well, another caller just popped in. We can probably get to you, too.
Okay.
Shall we go to the phone lines?
I think we should.
All right. Our first caller is Donna. And Donna, you are live.
Hi, Donna. Thank you, David. And hi, Christine. Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
How can we help you tonight? I'm very well. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, and have a wonderful trip to Sedona. That's a beautiful place.
Oh, thank you. It is. I haven't been there for years, but it'll be fun.
Oh, definitely. I've been on eHarmony, and I've been emailing one fellow. His name is Gary, and he lives on the Big Island of Hawaii. And I'm going to meet him next week because my brother's taking me to Hawaii. Of course, I'll be doing some work for him, painting the condo and things like that, which I, you know, like doing. I like helping him. But, yeah, so he's paying for the whole trip and everything, and I'll be meeting this fellow, Gary, and I wanted to know what the angels were saying about him and I, because I'd really like to meet someone.
All right, so have you listened to me on the radio show before with David?
I have.
I can be a little bit Okay, so you know, I have a weird sense of humor. So the first
great
thing
sense of humor.
I heard when you, thank you. I like to think so, but you know, let's be real about it. You were telling me about Gary and going to Hawaii. The first thing I heard was aloha. So I think that's a good sign. So as soon as I said that, I got some pretty, pretty big chills for your confirmation. I find it's going to be very loving. And I pulled a card for you. The first one that popped up was healing. So there is going to be within that humor and within that joy of reflection, you know, helping your brother out and all of that, there's going to be some great healing going on with that. So there's a super moon coming up. Mercury's going into retrograde next week. Yay, Mercury. So there's a great opportunity to do some reflection. So make sure you take some time out when you're in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
To go out and appreciate the nature, and you know, and how can you not just walk out any door, and it's amazing. But be sure, oh, that's funny. The second card I pulled out was moon energies. So that says, when do you leave, Donna?
I leave next Thursday for 1 week.
Okay.
On the 7th. I leave on the 7th.
Okay, so on Saturday, which is the super moon, set your intentions very clearly. Don't get too caught up in the details of it, but to simply go in joy with open eyes and open heart. And it feels, and the next card is grounding. So this feels in that aloha, you know, comment. It's still, even though it's very funny and very uplifting, it's a very grounded relationship that I'm feeling happening. It feels solid.
Oh, good.
Oh, and they're, and the next one, it's Michael's being a little bit of a ham. Clear your space. So between now and then, I'm going to tell you, darling. So between now and then, even though Gary's not coming to see you yet, does your current home have space, literal and figurative, to invite someone into your life?
Well, I have a little one-bedroom apartment, but I have too many clothes and shoes that my sister's always giving me her hand-me-downs, and I think I'm going to go through them all and make room for his clothes.
I think that's a really, really good idea to do that, because that tells the universe, I'm really serious. Because one, either you're moving to Hawaii, or two, he comes to see you. You want to have that openness that I have, even though I live in a, quote, tiny one-bedroom apartment, I am inviting someone else in. So something else you can do on Saturday with this great new moon energy, full moon energy, is to set up a love altar. So this is kind of a trick question. I'm always chuckle when I hear people ask me, how many people are in a relationship?
What, I don't know. What do you mean? How many? Two are supposed to be in one, right?
Exactly, right? So it's really not a trick question, but people always get stumped by that for some reason. So you want your love altar to be very balanced in energy. So having only two candlesticks could signify your love could go up in flames, too hot to handle. So you want it balanced. So look at different things that make it a very balanced energy. So you want metal, fire, water, air, earth, wood. So wood could be some beautiful flowers. Wood could be wooden candlesticks. Metal could be metal candlesticks or a beautiful metal sculpture you have that says love to you. Earth could be crystals. Wood could also, I said flowers. Air could be two feathers. You want your love to soar. Water, picture of Hawaii could go there. You know, it's just that speaks romance, whether it's with him or not, just that tropical island vibe. You know, it's a gorgeous place. So play with the elements. Make sure you have it as balanced as possible. And that just really sets the intention out there that I am very serious about having a dynamic but balanced, expansive, loving relationship.
Yeah, he had already mentioned that he'd never moved from there. He's been there 37 years. He's a pharmacist. Boat that he likes to go sailing, and I love sailing and swimming in the water and kayaking.
Right. So, but I do see him. I do see him coming to visit you where you are.
Oh.
Before you make the jump to move. You know, it's called dating. Yeah, you have to date. You have to come see each other periodically. Romance has blossomed in my Facebook group, and they're just adorable. One is in the Illinois area, and one is in the southern states. So they're getting together a lot to figure things out.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited about this.
Yeah, so have fun.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much, and I'm going to do that with my altar and everything. Yeah, thanks, Christine.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
You're very welcome.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful trip.
Donna, have a great trip.
Oh, thank you, David. Appreciate that. Thanks.
All right. Talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, our next caller is David. And, David, you're live.
Hi, Christine.
Hi, David. How are you tonight?
I'm good. My question is, it's maybe kind of an odd question, but I'm just curious how the angels think, how do they think about how I'm doing? If that makes any sense to you. It makes sense. I have a pretty strong connection, I think, to angels. So I'm kind of curious what they would tell me if they had to tell me something. Does
that
make
sense? Angels are the angels are never disappointed in us. The only thing that they get annoyed with us is because we don't ask and we don't listen. So Karen, you're not taking as well care of yourself as you could. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay, well, shame on you. If you want to, you know, if you want to be helping people, you know, don't necessarily take a page out of my book and do a ridiculous amount of expos all the time, unless you're balancing it out with proper food, the right amount of sleep, and exercise. Like last night, I could have very easily stayed home last night and had a glass of wine and, you know, watched some great Christmas movies. And my husband said, no, you need to go to yoga. And I was a whiny baby. And I was like, I really don't want to go to yoga. And he's like, no, you're going to go to yoga. And I'm so glad he did, because as tired as I was, I walked out and I didn't overexert myself, but I was able to stretch out some muscles that had really gotten tight. Through the traveling, through the birth of my book and all that. You know, we hold all this tension, this energy in a project or around an event. So it's that balance that you really need to incorporate into your life better, David.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. And just, you know, I know the holidays are coming up and, you know, the prime time for eating all things that are not good for you. But certainly don't. But make sure that you're balancing. And it's all, you know, it's that anything in moderation is just fine. But don't be silly about things. And I did pull a card for you, and it's Haniel's card with loving truth. And they would kind of like you to speak up a bit more. So I'm not sure if you've heard me on David's show before, but there's Askformations. And they're not affirmations, because those are statements. Ask affirmations are positive present tense questions. And, you know, I have a book for that and, you know, and a deck and the whole bit. So start with, why is it safe for me to be me? Because you don't have to find the answer. They show you. They work through other people and show you how good you are and how you're helping people and what you're doing right to encourage you. So begin standing up for yourself a bit more as well. Little at a time.
Okay.
Make sure you're calling on Michael more often too for that protection aspect.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's I know an important issue in my life as far as my, I mean, emotionally I'm pretty stable, but physically
right.
I smoke and things like that. But the other thing that you said that was really important just now, I also looked you up on YouTube today. But the other thing that you just said that was really important.
I haven't put anything on YouTube in years, as you well know.
When you just said something about doing something to let other people know, basically what it is that I do, that made sense to me. Because I've been toying with going to Stein to do angel cards, vice versa with tarot cards, and I've been struggling with that. But that's a lot of self-worth issues that I'm looking at. But and a part of that is because I let my health kind of decline. So that makes a lot of sense to me, Christine.
It
thank you.
You're absolutely right, David. It's a double-edged sword. You know, when we don't feel worthy, we don't eat well. And because those comfort foods, and trust me, I am I'm a pig in a trough when it comes to mashed potatoes, which is why I only have them a few times a year, because I know they don't really serve me well, no matter how great it tastes going down. So I balance it off. If you're
great.
Looking into losing weight, look into the Whole 30 program, WHOLE30. They have a phenomenal website, and it's a natural detox because you're eating really, really, really good food. There's no supplement to take. You're just eating really good food and not eating
cool.
the crappy food for 30 days, and it really jump starts your entire system. Yeah, and look into my authorization course. It might be really good for you. We don't start until February, so you've got plenty of time to think about it. And since you've tracked me down on YouTube, track me down on Facebook. And if you have any questions, please ask.
I will. Thank you, Christine. And happy holidays, David.
Yeah,
thank
David,
you very
I'm
much,
sorry
David.
I didn't recognize your voice. David does read tarot cards on the show, and he's going to be on February 1st for all those listening.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so come back and talk to David then and get a reading. And, David, I wish you happy holidays.
You too, and we'll talk soon. Thank you, Christine. Thank you, David. Goodbye.
You're welcome, David.
Okay, moving on. Our next caller is Ellen. Whoops, I clicked on the wrong person. There you are, Ellen.
Hi, David. Hi, Christine. This is Ellen. And thanks, David, for finding my call.
You're welcome.
How are you tonight?
Just fine. I'm very happy to be able to talk to you. I think I missed you the last time you were on this program. My question, can I ask something general, like what can they tell me about the next 2 months? I have a feeling a lot of changes are coming up, and I'm just wondering whether they have any messages for me regarding the near future.
Well, there are a lot of changes coming up worldwide, and I don't mean we're not getting into the political and the international idiots going out there. Excuse me, I didn't just say that on. Well, yeah, anyhow, you know where I'm going with that. We're not going down that road. So 2017, and we're still here. We've got the one more month to go. This year is the year of transparency. And for the first 9 months, it became more clear. We could look at a variety of people and better understand why they're acting the way they're acting. And it usually isn't pretty. You know, we do human, which is we do stupid. Doesn't mean we're stupid, just we do stupid. But then they flipped the mirror around back in September, and now we have to be more transparent with ourselves. And so here comes that super moon energy. Use that energy of this moon coming up this coming Saturday and to really address, and in conjunction with Mercury doing its retrograde dance, look at this and what do you really want to be doing? And it's time for you to be getting rid of some things so you can step forward more confidently in 2018, because it is the year of love, which is love, you know, curl your toes, fireworks, love. But more importantly, it's that love of self, you know, allowing yourself to love you more, mm-hmm. to do what you want to do. So that self-love, that worthiness aspect can also rise. So yeah, so that's, there's for you right now, to kickstart, because you are working on something kind of big for you, you need to have a little self-talk, is what they're saying. So let's see what else the cards are saying, too. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I actually think this has been a big year in so many ways, and I would say that in the last couple of months, it's been more introspective as opposed
I know,
to
so thank you for
outward.
That confirmation. And it's really funny. I shuffled cards. I cut the cards, and you got the same exact card that David, the last caller, got, which is hanging out with the loving truth. So it's about you being more comfortable in your power. And because when you speak from that heart chakra, which is love, it's the truth.
Yeah.
It's when we get cornered or we feel challenged, which is another form of being cornered, that ego starts rising, and we know we're there because the octave in our voice starts raising, you know, starts escalating. So when you use your inside voice, you know you are in control. And that's going to be much more heart-centered. So have a heart-to-heart, excuse the pun, with yourself. What do you really want? You know, would be a good time for you to even look at perhaps doing a vision board to set the stage for next year.
Yeah, I started working on that last weekend, but I'm finding
it
hard
to
get
then.
The pictures. To get pictures to put on it. Magazines aren't as plentiful as they used to be. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. So, you know, and the internet's become more plentiful. So don't be shy to go looking on the internet for what you're, you know, because if you have something specific in mind, go get it.
Yeah.
Because next year is going to be a much, much bigger year for you.
I'm glad to hear that. And there are several things I am working on. So, yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
And I will use the moon energy to try and focus and also get clarity on which way to go.
Which way what? I'm sorry?
Which way to go on things. There are a lot of changes
absolutely.
I want to make.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Ellen. I'm so glad we had a chance to chat.
Thank you. Thank you, David.
You're welcome, Ellen. Thanks for calling on. Okay. Next caller is Robin. And Robin, you are live.
Hello?
Robin, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, hon.
Okay.
Hi, Robin.
Hi, hon. I want to know if my angels see my life get any better.
Any better?
But it's horrible right now.
I'm sorry
I'm going
to hear that.
So much stress and nothing seems
right,
to be
one
going
of the first thing, one of the first things they, so it can be the literal, but what they would really like to do for you is to kick up that self-care. So go and take a detox salt bath. If you can do a bath, that's the best thing. You know, you can go and get Epsom salt at your local drugstore. You know, you don't have to get anything fancy. You can get, you know, a nicer quality bubble bath, as much as I used to love Mr. Bubbles growing up. It's really not a good thing for you. If you don't like baths, at least put your feet in some really warm water with Epsom salt, because that's going to work as that reflexology. And it's what that little thing does, it's an act of self-love, and that tells the universe, hey, I am important. I am taking better care of me. You have to, too. And then start working up. You start using some affirmations. Why is it safe for me to be me? Why am I so supported? Why am I worthy of all I desire? I do see some turning around for you March, April, May of next year. So I don't see you going any lower than you are right now. I see it kind of being like a treading water situation for a bit, which is that it's not what you want to hear at the moment, but you're not thinking either. So give it some time and start to find some things to be more excited about. I had a client years ago who was not in a good spot. And believe it or not, she was told to go and volunteer. And she's like, what? And she goes, that is like the best thing for me. She told me years later, because I was then giving to people. Even if it was going to. Yeah, so by going and volunteering, make sure that you call on Michael. So as low as you are now, you don't want lower energies to continue to jump on you. So call on Michael first so you know you are protected, and then go in there with complete aplomb and to really give it your all, because it's in that giving that we actually get back more. I did, actually, I was shuffling cards and three popped out. The first card was Tamuel with that message of pamper. You really do need to take better care of yourself so the universe can help you as well. The next card is Raphael with healing. So what you're going through now, we heal, we have a boo-boo, we got a paper cut, that's a physical, but we heal at the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual levels. So give it some time to address the various levels. The next card, you're not going to like it, hear it immediately, so bear with me. It's Gabriel, not yet. But I love this card because it tells me things are turning around for you. If it didn't show up, I'm like, oh, crap, I wasn't telling you the right thing. Not yet means it's not going to happen tomorrow. It is. And I love the confirmation because the next card is Zachiel with timing. So don't force it, but be more proactive on what it is that you want to be changing. Because it is. It is going to the latter half of the first quarter of next year. So March, April, May, that sometime in that time frame. March keeps shining a bit brighter. May is rather quiet, but it does want to be addressed. So sometime March or April. So don't lose faith.
Samuel, Michael, and Raphael looking after me, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Them are very good angels to be watching out over me.
Exactly. And you're very, very welcome. I would even start wearing some pink. If you have pink in your clothing attire, pink is the color of self-love. It'll be that physical reminder for you that I'm loving myself more. And that will help.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome, Robin. Good luck.
You have a blessed day.
Thank you. You
as well. Thank you, Robin. You take care, honey.
I'm going
to
try.
Okay, we're going to go to area codes now. We have area code 724. What is your name, please?
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, this is Sherry from Pittsburgh.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, thank you for having me on. I'd like to see what the angels what they think it's important that I need to know this evening.
You're naturally a pretty upbeat woman, but you're doubting yourself right now. Is this true?
Yes, to somewhat. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Stop it. I'm seeing, and this may sound like, you know, a crap, you know, a cop-out, but I'm seeing them giving you, offering you a big bouquet of flowers, and it's not like roses, what would be your typical. It's Gallardia, which is a kind of a black-eyed Susan, but it has a really pretty russet center, and it goes out to yellow. There's also some zinnias in there, so they're really summer flowers, not your fall or early spring.
Okay.
I'm kind of curious now. Hold on, bear with me for a second. Let me see if I can find my book real quick.
Thank you.
I have a great book if I can find it it's hiding. That does list flowers by their significance, because in the Victorian times, that's how they chose their flower arrangements, by the flower's meaning, not by what they looked. And
okay.
It's gone for a walk. I can't find it right away. So the zinnias, I'm going to go with how they make me feel. Zinnias always make me very happy because there's not just one color. Black-eyed Susans are your yellows, but the zinnias are really big pops of orange, of pinks, of yellows as well. So using those colors as a sign, the corals, the oranges, there's a lot of Gabriel energy going on. So tap into your creative side a bit more. And creativity is not just being the next wonderful Picasso. It's being creative in all manners. Our organization can be creative on how we address and want to get things done. The yellow is finding power in that creative side, you know, finding the solutions to what you're working on. Is this making sense to you?
Some are vague
for me too. They're not giving me a clear cut. So it tells me that you're doing whatever it is that you're doing. You're pretty good. I'm not getting any tightness of breath that tells me, you know, you're under a lot of angst. I just pulled a card for you, and it's Uriel with spirituality. So in that creative side, look into your perhaps taking some courses, you know, going to yoga, going to a guided meditation class. I know a great angel class coming up in February, wink, wink. tapping into that creative side a bit more, but perhaps it has a spiritual component, learning how to make a great journal using decoupage and art. So making your journal like a vision board would be, oh, and there it goes. Metatron comes in there with that message of write. So I said journal, and then he comes out with that. So play around with that. Do you like writing?
Yes, I always have, and I've always been told I was a good writer, ironically.
Yeah, and I think that's something you would really be well to look into. Looking at perhaps in taking a writing class, because the very next card was congratulations.
Okay.
From Ariel.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt your speaker.
So the card actually says, I just lost it.
That type of congratulations.
The answer to your question in heart's desire is a resounding yes, but it followed the writing card.
Okay.
So I would look into, you know, the new school year, winter season, you know, adult ed, all that stuff starts up again in January. Look into some, you know, some writing classes to get your feet wet again within the writing realm and just see where it goes. It may be simply short stories. It may be a novel. You know, I don't know, but I do see, and that is indeed extremely creative. Maybe you write a spiritual-based novel. You know, there's...
Mm-hmm.
A woman came out with a couple of books last year revolving around the Green Man. So there's all sorts of ways to tap into spirituality. It doesn't have to be a how-to book, but it can be, you know, a variety depending what you are intrigued with. So, yeah, look, I'm going to go back with that creative, those flowers, which also will signify your life is blossoming. So it's like you're starting anew in many ways.
I'm waiting for it to start.
It's time to, you know, Einstein has that great saying, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. So if what you're doing now doesn't please you as much, it's time to shake things up and go back to what you really do enjoy, which is writing. You know, I haven't always been an angel intuitive. Well, I have, but I didn't. I ignored it for years. I was a domestic goddess. I had children, you know, and that was, I loved that. And my husband still teases me that I did a bait and switch, but ironically, the friends I've had longer than him, and we just passed 32 years of marriage, that my friends longer than him are going, it's about time. So, you know, your old friends, the ones you've had forever, are great guides. What do you see me? What do you see I'm really good at? And listen. That's the key. Just don't go, oh, that just comes so easy to me, and poo-poo it. Listen. You've always been told you're a good writer. Well, you may want to look into it.
Okay.
Okay?
All righty. Thank you so much for your time.
You're very, very welcome. Good luck.
Thanks for calling,
Thank
Sherry.
You. Thank you
You're
for
welcome.
Having me.
My pleasure. Okay, we're going to move on to area code 412, and you're live. What's your name, please? Whoops. Looks like we just lost them.
Oh, darn.
Yeah, we lost them. Maybe they got cut off. Okay, area code 229. What is your name, please?
My name is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch it.
Melvin, hi.
Oh, hi there. How are you doing, Melvin?
I'm doing okay, I guess. I just wanted to ask about my finances.
Mm-hmm.
I got injured on my job and they cut my hours, and this has been going on for about 17 months. And my question is, I just want to know, do you see my attorney giving me a call where they can settle out of court for my workman's comp claim?
Yes, I do. Because the first thing, when you said finances, I immediately, before you went into your store, I heard they're really tight right now. And I'm very sorry to hear that.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and I'm asking multiple sources right now to make sure, because, you know, it's, I can fall into the trap. I want something so much for somebody. And when I feel that energy coming in through me, I have to double check myself to make sure. I do see this settling and your attorney, you know, being able to make this come through. I'm getting December, January, so it could be pretty soon, Melvin.
Wow.
Yeah, that would be lovely. What a great Christmas present that would be. The card that just fell out when I was shuffling was trust. So keep trusting, keep pushing, keep being proactive.
Right.
So what you can do to be proactive is, I'm trying to give you a really good ask formation. Why am I fairly compensated in my case? So something along those lines. Why am I financially compensated? Why am I easily financially compensated by my employer?
Okay.
Why is it so easy for me to trust would be another lovely one. That's not what I want.
Okay.
They would like you to start, and this will be good as well for, I believe, Sherry or Robin. Start a gratitude journal, which sounds kind of silly because you're not really grateful for what's happening. But what they want you to be doing is just get a spiral-bound notebook. You may have one around the house. Doesn't have to be anything really special. But start writing something down every single day of something you're grateful for. I'm really happy it didn't rain today. I'm really happy it rained today. You know, through your whole day, because the more you're grateful for things, the more easy you can allow yourself, there you go, to receive what you're looking for. So
okay,
I'm not sure. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Melvin.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. Do you see me? Because after that, I injured my back, my knee, and they want to do surgery on both. But I'm a diabetic, so my A1C level got to come down before the surgery take place. And it's going to me and my attorney, you know, I decided to let it take place after the settlement. But
Yes, I see the surgeries happening and being successful. So I'm not sure if you've been listening to the entire show tonight. Look into what is called the Whole 30, WHOLE 30. A client of mine went on it, and her blood sugars were flirting at 200. Within 2 weeks, she was down to 120 and stable.
Wow.
So go do your research. Do your research on this. If they have a fantastic website, if you like it, go get the book. But you really have to commit. It's only 30 days. But
and what's the name of it?
Your life. It's Whole, WHOLE 30. And it's called that because you're eating whole foods for 30 days. There's no sugar. You cannot have sugar at all. Like no honey, no agave. No alcohol, nothing that has sugar in it. I kept shuffling cards, and I wanted to see what card showed up first for you. And I got miraculous happenings. So that confirms for me that this is happening. But you do need to switch some things up. Start effective immediately. Really watch what you're eating. You know,
yes, ma'am.
Diabetes is a thing. It's not an excuse. It's a fact. It's not an excuse to continue eating poorly. You can change this around to, you know, drop your blood sugar counts much, much better. And I hear the finances are coming in. So 2018 is going to be pretty good year for you.
Okay, because I just paid my rent for this month, and now tomorrow the rent for December is due. And my landlord, she normally give me a break, but she's tightened up a little bit. She didn't got, you know, wanted to take me to court. And my attorney, I faxed her, I mean, emailed her a letter saying, you know, I'll be okay. But she's trying to get me out of here for some reason. And we used to be real, you know, real close.
Yeah, people are doing stupid right now. They're running scared. So if she does, and I'm not getting that she will, but if it comes to that she does make you leave, actually look at it as a gift. You get to find a much better place.
Oh yeah, definitely. I need that.
Yeah. Don't get caught up with the timing of things. You know, everything
right.
really does happen for a reason. So just take a deep breath and just let it go. And it's going to be much, much better for you soon.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Yes, ma'am.
Take care, Melvin. God bless.
God bless. Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. You have a blessed night. Thank you.
You too. Okay, we have one more caller, area code 516, and you're live. What is your name, please?
Hello, my name is Ricky.
Hi, Ricky.
I'm in Long Island. I have a very specific question. I know you're not a doctor. You cannot give me a diagnosis, but I'm a blind person, and I've been for the last year or so, I've been dizzy constantly, dizzy and out of breath and not being able, when I lay down, I'm fine. When I sit and still, I'm fine. But when I have to move around, I'm so dizzy, I can't function. So I went to a cardiologist and those tests seem to be fine. Now I'm going to a hormone doctor, a neuro something. I forgot the name of the doctor. I just want to know if things are going to come out all right for me. Because I had blood work done, and they've happened to mess the blood work up, so I had to have it done all over again for some reason. And now I have to wait and probably call her back on Tuesday. I just want to know what feeling you have about this, because I'm really afraid. I really can't function.
Yeah, I can hear the fear in your voice, Ricky. So there's a couple of other I don't like the phrase in this country. It says alternative medicine. It says like you have to do either or. The Europeans have the phrase complementary. I am of the belief that everything has a purpose. So certainly continue with the neurologist. I also, it was very clear, I keep seeing acupuncture in there because
she's actually
that
an
will
endocrinologist. She's a hormone doctor. This is the last. I just started going to her and that's the one, endocrinologist.
Yeah, definitely continue with her. She feels really good, kind of a black and white kind of a situation. May not be opened as easily to alternative, but there's a secret spot in her that she's intrigued by it all. But on, you know, on the surface, I don't think she's really a big fan of it all. But I do see, the first thing I heard was chiropractic, that there are some nerves that they're not getting pinched where you're getting tingling, or I'm not getting that you're getting tingling anyway.
I'm just constantly dizzy all the time. I feel like I'm going to fall down.
Yeah, that's not good.
And with the blindness, that doesn't help at all.
No, not at all. I can't, I don't want to know.
Right. And then I get up and do things for a little bit. I live alone, so when I get up and do things in my home, in 20 minutes I have to lay down. But everything's coming back normal. The last test she did, they did it incorrectly, so they did it over again, but I haven't heard anything from her from, you know, that point.
Okay.
Thanksgiving was there.
So,
the holiday was there.
Right. So I'm not, as you preface the whole little segment now, I'm not a medical intuitive, but I'm tapping into you, and I'm not seeing any big, I'm not getting a red flag. Sandal fine just popped.
It's not a train wreck, huh?
No, I'm not getting it's a train wreck by any means. Certainly a very scary time. What I am getting is that your intuitive side is becoming stronger, and it's throwing off the human body, which is probably why they're suggesting more spiritual suggestions that will help with the endocrinologist. So one of the things you could work with is the angel Sandalphon. Sandalphon oversees the earth star chakra, which is about 6 inches below our feet.
I've never heard of that. I've never heard of that angel.
Oh, yeah. He's a pretty big guy.
No. I do. I pray to the Archangel Michael, but I'm telling you right now, as of 3 weeks ago, I was so crying over this mess because it's been going on progressively for 3 years now, but now it's the worst. And I got to the point where I can't even pray anymore.
Okay.
I can't even pray anymore.
When you do, when you are sick, I'm looking at crystals for you as I'm talking right now, is...
I can't hear you. You're breaking up a lot. I can't hear you.
All right. When you sit, place your feet firmly on the ground.
Right.
And then crisscross your hands. Put opposite hand on opposite knee. Do not overthink it. It doesn't matter which one's on top. What I'm helping you to do is align your left and right sides of your body.
Right.
And that will help bring you back into your body, because what I'm getting, this is more.
Yeah, you're breaking up again, Chris.
Am I? I'm sitting still. This is the craziest thing. All right, guys, turn off my phone.
All I want to know is you feel that it's going to come out all right for me. I just want to know that.
I do. I do, Ricky. Talk with Sandalphon. Look into the crystal brown tourmaline as well. That'll help get you into your body. And also look into the crystal hematite, H-E-M-A-T-I-T-E. It's a black stone, and it's kind of a shiny. It acts a little bit like a Teflon, where it deflects energy that doesn't serve you.
Okay, I'm not going to die next week, you know.
No, I'm not getting that. I know your heart is heavy because of the situation, but I'm not getting it's a total train wreck.
Right. I thought I was going to get the answer. Her last appointment with me, she actually called me and at night and told me she canceled my appointment because there was no sense in going to see her if the tests were done incorrectly. She had no answers for me, so I was very upset. I thought at that point she was going to find something. You know, I don't care what it is, as long as they find out what it is. I'm tired of feeling sick.
No, and I don't blame you. Know? It'd be very, very frustrating.
No. But now I have to call her back and see what happened with this last series of tests. You know, and then. But anyway, you gave me some hope, so I really appreciate it. You know, I thank you very much.
My pleasure.
And I hope you. Have a very good night.
Thank you. Thank you as well, Ricky. Do chat with Archangel Raphael. He's the angel of healing as well.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Best wishes, Ricky.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we can't get to everybody. It's time to close. But, Christine, thank you for another wonderful show.
Thank you very much for having me on, as always.
You're welcome, and best wishes with your book.
Oh, thank you very much, David. I appreciate that.
Okay. So once again, we come to a close. Now let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, and God bless.